Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so grateful you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been hearing from so many parents lately who are navigating something really important with their 4- and 5-year-olds. Your little one is experiencing big feelings, and when those feelings get overwhelming, they're using their hands or their voice in ways that feel challenging. Maybe they hit when they're frustrated or scream when they're upset, and you're wondering, why aren't they using their words? First, I want you to take a deep breath with me. You are doing beautifully. Your child is not being difficult. They are in the middle of one of the most important developmental leaps of their entire life, and what you're seeing is completely, wonderfully normal. Here's what the magic book taught me, and what research from some of the world's leading child development experts confirms. When your 4- or 5-year-old resorts to physical expression like hitting or screaming instead of using words, they are in a critical phase of emotional vocabulary acquisition. Their brilliant little brain is still learning to connect specific emotion words to the big feelings swirling inside them. Dr. Gerland Gross and her research team at Leipzig University discovered something fascinating. Children this age are still developing their emotion vocabulary. They often use general terms like good or bad before they master precise emotional labels like frustrated, disappointed, or overwhelmed. This process takes years. In fact, emotion vocabulary development continues well beyond age 11. Think about that for a moment. Your child's brain is doing something incredibly complex. They're learning to take an internal sensation, a feeling that's flooding their whole body, and match it to a specific word. That's like asking them to describe a color they've never seen before. It takes time, practice, and most importantly, your patient guidance. The National Association for the Education of Young Children emphasizes something beautiful. Children learn to use words to express feelings through modeling and intentional teaching strategies. When you coach your child in the moment, helping them understand how their actions affect others, and offering them the words they need, you're literally building the neural pathways for healthy emotional expression. So what does this look like in real life? When your child hits because they're frustrated, instead of saying they're being bad, you can get down to their level, look into their eyes with love, and say something like, "I see you're feeling really frustrated right now. You wanted that toy and your friend has it. Frustrated is that hot, tight feeling in your chest. Let's use words. Can you say, 'I feel frustrated'?" You're not just correcting behavior. You're teaching them the language of emotions. You're showing them that feelings are okay, that they have names, and that words are more powerful than hands. The Center on the Social and Emotional Foundations for Early Learning at Vanderbilt University found that children with higher emotional intelligence are better able to pay attention, are more engaged, and have more positive relationships. When you invest this time now, teaching your child to express emotions with words, you're giving them a gift that will serve them for their entire life. Now, let me tell you about a story that the magic book and I created specifically to help with this. It's called The Center Where Hearts Are Heard, and it features two wonderful friends, Ethan and Sophia. In this story, they visit a magical advocacy center with Grandpa Ravi, and something extraordinary happens. Their worried feelings, the ones that feel too big to express, bloom into beautiful solution flowers. This story teaches children something profound. When you express your feelings with words, when you let them be heard, they transform. They don't stay stuck inside making you want to hit or scream. They become something you can work with, something that can help you find solutions. After you read this story with your child, you can create your own feelings garden ritual. When your child is upset, you can say, "Let's plant that feeling in our garden and watch it bloom into a solution. What are you feeling right now? Angry, sad, frustrated?" And as they name the feeling, you're teaching them that emotions have power when we give them words. Here are some practical strategies you can start using today. First, build an emotion vocabulary together. Throughout the day, name your own feelings out loud. "I'm feeling excited about our walk to the park. I'm feeling a little tired right now. I'm feeling proud of how you shared your toy." When children hear you naming emotions, they learn that it's safe and normal to talk about feelings. Second, create a feelings chart together. You can draw faces showing different emotions or cut pictures from magazines. Happy, sad, angry, scared, frustrated, excited, worried, calm. Put it somewhere your child can see it and refer to it often. How are you feeling right now? Can you point to the face that matches? Third, and this is so important, validate their feelings before you redirect their behavior. When your child hits, your first instinct might be to say, "We don't hit, but try this instead." You're feeling really angry right now. Angry is okay. Hitting is not okay. Let's use words, "I'm angry." Can you say that with me? You're teaching them that the feeling is valid, but the expression needs to change. That's a crucial distinction. We're not asking them to stop feeling. We're teaching them to express feelings in ways that don't hurt themselves or others. Research from Frontiers in Psychology shows that emotion regulation skills at ages 4 to 6 directly impact peer relationships and social acceptance. When children learn to express emotions appropriately, they develop better friendships, they're more accepted by their peers, and they show improved social behaviors. You're not just teaching them to use words instead of hitting. You're setting them up for a lifetime of healthy relationships. The Magic Book reminds me that this journey takes patience. There will be days when your child still hits or screams, even after you've been working on this for weeks. That's okay. Learning emotional regulation is like learning to walk. There are stumbles and falls, and that's part of the process. On those hard days, remember this. Your child isn't giving you a hard time. They're having a hard time. Their nervous system is overwhelmed, their emotion vocabulary is still developing, and they need you to be their calm, steady guide. You can also model the behavior you want to see. When you're frustrated, say it out loud. "I'm feeling frustrated right now because the grocery store is so crowded. I'm going to take some deep breaths to help myself feel calmer." Your child is watching you, learning from you, discovering that grown-ups have big feelings too, and that we use words and strategies to manage them. The beautiful truth is this. Ages 4 and 5 represent a pivotal window. Your child's brain is neurologically ready to learn emotional vocabulary. They just need consistent, patient guidance to make the leap from physical to verbal emotional expression. And you, wonderful parent, are exactly the right person to guide them. Every time you help your child name a feeling, every time you offer them words instead of judgment, every time you stay calm when they're overwhelmed, you're building their emotional intelligence. You're teaching them that feelings are messengers, not enemies. You're showing them that words have power. The Book of Inara is filled with stories like The Center Where Hearts Are Heard that support this learning. Stories where characters discover that expressing feelings leads to solutions, where big emotions are validated and understood, where children learn that they're not alone in their struggles. So tonight, or tomorrow, or whenever feels right, snuggle up with your little one and read The Center Where Hearts Are Heard together. Watch their eyes light up as Ethan and Sophia discover that their feelings can bloom into flowers. Talk about it afterward. Have you ever felt worried like Ethan? What helps you feel better when you're upset? These conversations, these moments of connection, they're where the real learning happens. Not in the heat of the moment when emotions are high, but in the quiet times when you're close, when they feel safe, when they're ready to absorb your wisdom. You are doing such important work, dear parent. Teaching emotional expression is one of the greatest gifts you can give your child. It takes time, it takes patience, it takes consistency, but I promise you, it's worth it. With love and starlight, Inara.